This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 56 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for partly sunny skies today. High today in the middle 80s. Another really nice day on the way. Candidates for the Chapel Hill Town Council squared off last night over affordable housing, transit, and how to plan for future growth. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
Nine candidates are vying for four seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council this November. At last night's forum hosted by the Friends of Bowling Creek and Neighbors for Responsible Growth, they reflected on the ways the town is looking to implement the new comprehensive plan. One approach is through the introduction of form-based coding. It's a new planning tool that supporters say will make the development process more predictable, though opponents worry it will move the approval process out of the public's view. Planning Board member Amy Ryan said if elected, she would aim to make sure citizen input remains part of the process.
As we talk about the form-based coding, that actually implies changes to our development review process. And I hope that as we go forward, that we work out some mechanism that will allow the public input at the end of that process also.
The council is currently considering applying form-based code to the Ephesus Fordham Boulevard area in a bid to spur redevelopment there. Could also be considered for other areas as well. Former Transportation Board Chair Lauren Hintz said citizens need to decide how widespread that type of rezoning should be.
I do think what everyone needs to decide in the audience is whether we want to apply form-based code to one neighborhood, which personally I think makes sense, the Ephesus Fordham Boulevard, or apply other places.
Incumbent Sally Green said there are drawbacks, as the form-based code does not allow the council to negotiate with developers for trade-offs like affordable housing.
Once you set a form-based code in place and you ask somebody to build, you have given away the store when it comes to affordable housing.
Green said the council is looking to use low-income tax credits to bring affordable rentals to the area instead. George Cianciolo, co-chair of the Chapel Hill 2020 process, said these types of public-private partnerships would be key to increasing the supply of affordable housing in town, as the current system isn't working.
I don't think dictating to developers that they have to do affordable housing is working now. And what they do is they build their affordable housing, and then they back up the price of market-rate housing. And Chapel Hill is driving the affordability level higher, not lower.
In keeping with the theme of partnership, pastor and educator Maria Palmer said she'd like to see major employers like UNC develop local workforce housing options.
I also think we need to push the university to build more workforce housing, perhaps in Carolina North.
Candidates also weighed in on the future of the Orange County Transit Plan. Although voters last year approved the half-cent transit tax that funds the bus and rail plan, challenger D.C. Swinton said he's skeptical about the plan to build a light rail route from Chapel Hill to Durham.
I would much rather see, versus this talk of, a light rail system that may have a few miles in Orange County, rather than putting any money to something like that that's like putting the cart before the horse, we'd be better off putting the funds into expanding our system.
Incumbent Ed Harrison argued that the addition of light rail would free up buses for use in other parts of town.
What the light rail is intended to do when it comes into Capitol Hill is to replace all the buses in the NC-54 corridor, which have been available to go somewhere else.
Southern Village resident Gary Kahn said there's no need for light rail in a town this size.
Until we get like 6 million people or 4 or 5 million people, I think that's when we should really start seriously talking about the light rail. Up to that point, I don't think it's really...
But real estate broker Paul Niebe said the time to plan is now.
I think if you don't plan enough in advance for light rail, by the time you have too many people, there's not going to be a place to put it.
The candidates will face off again tonight at a forum co-hosted by the Sierra Club and the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. That's from 7 to 9 at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
The Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, presented by Seagrove's Insurance, is off to a flying start. WCHL and Chapelboro.com are going to send two Carolina fans to New York City for two fun-filled days, then up to the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to cheer on the Tar Heels in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. Did we mention there are 38 sponsor locations around town where you can register, including Moe's Bottle Shop, R&R Grill, PCA Thrift Shop, 10,000 villages. We're drawing finalists from each location each week for the next 5 weeks. You can also become a finalist by calling in to the WCHL Morning, Afternoon, and Evening News every weekday by submitting entry online at chapelboro.com or on Chapelboro's Facebook page. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including Southern Rail, Terra Nova Global Properties, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, Townsend Bertram & Company. It's the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, presented by Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
I'm Molly, and I'm sentimental. When my mom told me we were moving, but my old bedroom furniture wasn't, I had to have it. So how am I going to have it packed and shipped? Logistics.
Sentimental people love logistics because of freight services at the UPS store. We're certified packing experts, so we can pack any item, no matter how big, bulky, awkward, or fragile. And you'll always know where it is with UPS tracking. And now through October 12th, get 25% off freight packing at the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North. Big or small, we ship it all.
The environment and economic development were the key themes which hopeful candidates tackled on Wednesday at the Carrboro Board of Aldermen Forum, hosted by the Sierra Club and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
The candidates competing for three open seats include incumbents Sammy Slade, Jacqueline Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell. The challengers are Kurt Stolka, vice chair of Carrboro's Transportation Advisory Board, and Al Vickers, a former member of the Solid Waste Advisory Board with a PhD in environmental science. Each candidate was given time for opening statements, and then moderator Margot Lester asked the candidates questions on topics ranging from solid waste disposal to stormwater management. Current alderman Lydia Lavelle, who is running unchallenged for mayor, said that the hardest decisions she had to make in her position were finding the balance between the environment and development. She said the Carrboro 2020 plan, designed back in 2000, was a good plan that needed to be revisited and revised.
If you look at that plan, if you read over it, it's very, very well done. And it is the essence of what is a sustainable, you know, of a community that values sustainable development.
Vicker said that his reason for running was to offer a, quote, alternative viewpoint to the board.
It's a mono-thinking town, and I don't want to insult anybody, but one thing I did learn in industry is that everybody thinks the same way. You walk off a cliff and you make a big mistake. You need to listen to your opposition, and you need to keep you on a straight path.
Gist said that she was proud of her work that she had done with the board to encourage environmentally friendly initiatives. She dispelled the myth, which she said was circulating in state politics, that protecting the environment was, quote, bad for business.
Together, that's helped to create a thriving, healthy community where people live and do business. It is not perfect, and it still needs work. But if anybody can do it, Carrboro can do it.
When the question was posed asking the candidates if they would support town programs to address residential and commercial food waste, Slade said that issue was one of the main reasons he chose to run again.
We have a huge opportunity to do some composting, and we're in the middle of the conversations with the county and Chapel Hill and trying to figure out what they're going to do. But an opportunity that we have in Carrboro, we have these brown bins where people put their twigs and yard waste, and those brown bins can also accept food waste.
Stolka outlined his three goals for running: addressing the equality gap, increasing transportation safety, and supporting progressive family values. On the subject of economic development, he said he believed it would be advantageous for the town to grow its commercial tax base.
I think helping grow the commercial tax base through mixed-use development, increasing some commercial outlets in our northern zone, people don't have to drive such long distances for their goods and services.
Lester said that according to data released by the U.S. Census Bureau, only 622 people wake up and work in Carrboro. Lester asked the candidates to address Carrboro's In-N-Out challenge. Here's Haven O'Donnell.
I make that commute, and I know that one of the things I'm looking forward to is increased multimodal transit, light rail, to make the alternative energy part of the fabric of what we do.
Haven O'Donnell told WCHL News this summer that the highlights of her time on the board included improving conditions for day laborers and economic development across the town. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A candidate for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board, Andrew Davidson, says one of his ideas to help close the achievement gap include a program similar to that which is implemented at Frank Porter Graham Elementary this year. FPG opened in August as its district's first dual language program focusing on the Hispanic population.
We have two additional populations, the African American population and the Karen population, that we need to find similarly culturally specific methods for addressing that achievement gap. Some of the ideas that I have are expanding summer programs because they say, especially with economically disadvantaged students, there's a summer gap.
Four candidates are contending for three seats on the school board. Davidson says that if elected, he will be a fresh voice, which he says the board needs.
I've got fresh ideas. I'm not part of the regime that hired Tom Porcella, and I like Tom Porcella a lot, but I also do think that it is the board's responsibility to provide oversight for the superintendent. And I think that's a natural progression for new voices to come in and present new ideas and challenge some of the assumptions that have been held so far.
WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Davidson about his seeking election to the school board and how he believes he'll best serve the students and parents of the district. You can tune in next hour and hear a portion of that interview on WCHL. You can hear the whole interview on our website at chapelboro.com. Between now and Election Day, we'll be previewing each of the candidates on a one-on-one basis. WCHL News Time is 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic is brought to you this morning by Southern Season at University Mall. And see, you can celebrate fall flavors at Southern Season, where they've got all your tailgating essentials and seasonal snacks on hand. Located at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Traffic certainly will pick up in just a little while. Rand Northam is in the newsroom as usual this morning, and he'll be reporting on traffic all morning long. In the meantime, if you spot anything that's unusual, anything out of the ordinary when not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior right now. Everything is okay. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, high today in the middle 80s. Another really good day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then for your weekend on Saturday, sunny skies with a high around 85. And then on Sunday, we'll have a slight chance of rain in the afternoon on Sunday with a high in the low 80s. So all in all, pretty darn good weather over the next several days here. And WCHL Championship Sports is on the way next on WCHL.
Remember when you were a child and wanted to meet an astronaut? Now that you're grown up, here's your chance. North Carolina's first astronaut is coming to the Jupiter Ball, an exciting benefit gala at the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Join Moorhead on November 22nd for an evening of dining, dancing, and entertainment with Space Shuttle astronaut Bill Thornton. Your participation in the Jupiter Ball benefits thousands of North Carolina school children through science education at Moorhead. Tickets and sponsorships are available now. For more information, visit moorheadplanetarium.org.
That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in the life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time could really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks WCHL for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. You probably haven't heard a lot about the Carolina women's soccer team in a while, and that's unusual for a program that spends most of its time ranked number one in the polls and has amassed 21 national championships. WCHL's Matt Oaks headed out to the practice field to chat with 2012 National Player of the Year, Crystal Dunn.
Coach Anson Dorrance's defending national champions currently sit at 9-2 on the season and number 6 in the polls. Now in the heart of a midseason hiatus, Carolina is looking to polish up a few things before returning to action. Senior midfielder Crystal Dunn says she thinks off weeks are always helpful to the team. She says it affords the Tar Heels an opportunity to improve on finishing their shots in the back of the net.
I mean, I think any kind of extensive break is really good for any team. I think we have a strong team. We started out really well. I think we could just work a little bit on, I guess, finishing and things like that. I think we've incorporated a lot of finishing drills in our previous sessions. And I think, just to keep building on that aspect, I mean, I think we've been playing strong as a team in whole. And I think just touching base on a little bit of a shooting and finishing is good for us.
Dunn says the two losses suffered by her team earlier in the season definitely served as a wake-up call. She says her team has responded nicely.
I think finishing played a key role in those games. I mean, we only let in one goal in both of those, and I think, had we scored at least a goal, we could have probably taken more control of the game. But yeah, I think, with any loss, you learn from a lot of the things that go on in that game, but I think the team bounced back really well.
Dunn will be serving a dual role here in a couple weeks as she has been named to the U.S. Women's National Team. From October 15th through the 30th, Dunn will be playing for the Red, White, and Blue. And Dunn says she is honored to be playing for her country, but she tries to take it all in stride.
I try not to just overthink anything. I mean, I'll be playing a different position, but, it's the same game. It's soccer, and, I try not to overwhelm myself and just, live in each experience. I train hard here with my team, and, when I'm forced into these camps, I, just take a breather, and I just analyze the whole situation, and I just enjoy every moment.
Dunn and the Tar Heels will be back in action this Sunday against Maryland. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Carolina women's soccer on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Once again, that is Carolina women's soccer, Crystal Dunn with Matt Oaks on WCHL. The first big weekend in cross country proved to be a standout one for the Tar Heels. Some major shakeups at the top of the U.S. track and field and Cross Country Association Division I regional rankings left Carolina at the top of the ladder, claiming the number one ranking in the Southeast region. The Carolina men edged out ranked regional opponents Eastern Kentucky and Virginia on Saturday at the Virginia Panorama Farms Invitational, winning the competition with a team low of 58 points. UNC is ranked just outside the top 10 at number 13 in the current national polls. You can read the story on our website at chapelboro.com. And the Atlantic Coast Conference won in the boardroom, and now its teams are winning on the field a month into the season. And with its long-term future seemingly secure, the often ridiculed league is flexing its football muscle among the nation's premier conferences. No bowl subdivision conference has more undefeated teams than the ACC, and the league is 4-0 teams for the first time in its 60-year history. It's also the first time in 2 years that the ACC has put 4 teams in the top 25. For 3 other Atlantic Coast Conference teams, their only losses have come to teams in the top 10. Georgia Tech coach Paul Johnson says the ACC is off to a good start and hopes we can finish the thing up as a league. That's a quote from Paul Johnson. And that number will fall to at least 3 this week as 4-0 Florida State will host 4-0 Maryland. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. It's 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. Because of the partial government shutdown, hundreds of thousands of federal workers, more than a third of the federal employees, are now furloughed without pay. No pay for them until the impasse is over. National parks and monuments may be the most visibly affected. 45 fountains around the Capitol have been turned off. At NASA and the Environmental Protection Agency, almost all the employees aren't working and won't be paid. However, people classified as essential government workers, such as the military, air traffic controllers, border patrol agents, and food inspectors, are staying on the job and the payroll. And, as I'm sure you will be pleased to hear, the President and Vice President and all the members of Congress who are in that category because they must do the vitally important work of blaming each other for the whole fiasco. More on that after this from David Harris of AJC.
This is yet another important week for the Middle East. Attention is focused on implementing the new UN resolution on Syria's chemical weapons arsenal. Big questions remain about what's really going on in Iran. Is change afoot in its nuclear policy? Or is it a big charade packaged in a charm offensive? And Israel's prime minister is visiting. On Monday, he met with President Obama. They discussed Syria, Iran, Egypt, and the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Afterward, the president said, "Our unshakable bond with the Israeli people is stronger than ever. Our commitment to Israel's security is stronger than ever." And the Israeli Prime Minister said, Mr. President, you know and the American people know that there is no better ally, more reliable, more stable, more democratic, other than Israel in a very raw, dangerous place, referring to the Middle East. The U.S. and Israel, shared values, shared goals. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AJC Global. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
During the shutdown, the Obamas will still be able to live at the White House, and the presidential pay of $400,000 a year will still keep coming through. And the Bidens have a roof over their heads at the vice presidential mansion, and the vice president's pay of $230,000 a year won't be affected. Members of Congress don't make quite that much. Senators and representatives will still make their $174,000, a little more for the House Speaker, John Boehner, and for the Senate majority and minority leaders, Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell. They get full pay for leading us where they've now led us. As of yesterday, at least 100 or so members had said that they would not accept their pay during all of this, or that they would donate it, although some others insist that it would be unconstitutional for them to not take the money. Members can be hot or cold on the Constitution, depending on which part of it we're talking about at a given time. And so, gentle listeners, worry about the government workers, if you will, but don't lose any sleep about the politicians. They'll be fine. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS
Radio. What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity to stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Betamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Voted Chapel Hill's best annual event. Immerse yourself in the arts at Chapel Hill's Festival Arts Festival in downtown Chapel Hill on Sunday, October 7th from noon until 6. Explore over 80 quality artists this year at Festival. It's a perfect time to shop for a special gift or purchase something arts and new for your home or office. This is Ron Stutz. I'll be hosting Festival's Homegrown Stage presented by WCHL and ChapelRoad.com. For a complete listing of artists and entertainment, get your own Festival event guide at townofchapelhill.org/festival.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day. The only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
It's 6:30 and time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, 56 in Carborough this morning. Partly sunny, high today about 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies with lows in the upper 50s. That's going to lead us into a nice weekend on Saturday. It'll be lots of sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. On Sunday, we'll have a chance of rain developing on Sunday afternoon.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. People migrating from Eritrea, sailing from Libya, were aboard a boat that caught fire and sank off Sicily. 140 people have been rescued alive, but At least 80 people are dead.
Pope Francis has said he is praying for the victims.
That's reporter Sabina Castle-Franco.
There are reports that there could have been as many as 500 on the vessel, and more than 100 have already been rescued. These are all victims that were found in the water as the vessel was going down.
Apparently a fire started on the boat and someone ignited a blanket to draw attention to the trouble. In Sicily, reporter Antonella Sarasa says regarding victims...
Among them, there are children and a pregnant woman, but the tragedy is even bigger because 250 people are still missing.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
58 degrees, 632 WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz. Election season is in full swing now in our local community. Chapel Hill and Carborough candidates squared off last night in a couple of forums. Candidates for Chapel Hill Town Council squared off over affordable housing, transit, and how to plan for future growth. And the environment and economic development were key themes, which hopeful candidates tackled last night at the Carborough Board of Aldermen Forum, hosted by the Sierra Club and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. We'll have a story on both those forums coming up at our next newscast on WCHL, as well as stories on our website this morning, chapelborough.com. Your former senator for 17 years, Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill, received a standing ovation and got a little choked up as she reflected on her career on Tuesday evening while being honored by the Orange County Board of Commissioners.
I have really appreciated representing people of all Orange County and all of the municipalities and working with all of us to try to solve what we can for the best of all the people we serve. So, I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Barry Jacobs, chair of the commissioners, passed a proclamation thanking the nine-term senator for her years of public service.
Senator Kinnaird has been a persistent advocate for the rights of the underprivileged, a dedicated protector of the environment, a champion of social justice, a resolute opponent of the death penalty, and a supporter of fulfilling employment and quality public education.
Kinnaird also served as mayor of Carborough from 1987 until 1996.
Orange County's unique. And so when you speak for Orange County, you speak in a very different voice, but our values are the ones that we know are so much a part of the leadership of the state.
In total, Kinnaird served 26 years as an elected public servant.
I never expected to be in government at all, except as, you know, an advocate for things. And what a privilege to work with all of these wonderful local governments.
Kinnaird resigned her seat as senator for District 23, which covers Orange and Chatham counties, back in August. She said she was frustrated about the policies passed by the Republican supermajority in the North Carolina General Assembly and believed her time would be better spent countering the voter ID law. Senator Valley Fruchi was nominated in September to fill Kinnaird's vacant seat. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board candidate Andrew Davidson says one of his ideas to help close the achievement gap include a program similar to that which was implemented at Frank Porter Graham Elementary this year. FPG opened in August as the district's first dual language program focusing on the Hispanic population. WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Davidson about his seeking election to the school board and how he believes he will best serve the students and parents of the district.
Andrew, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools in the district that needs to be addressed?
I think that there's close to consensus that the number one issue is the achievement gap. You know, I will quote one of my competitors on the election, James Barrett, who said, when it comes to educating top-tier students, we're among the top schools in the state, and when it comes to educating disadvantaged students, we're just average. And I think there are it's a focus of the board and of the administration. But I think we do need to find some new creative ways of addressing the achievement gap for specific populations.
And in a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues that come up?
Yeah, so I am in full support of the dual language magnet school. And the reasons behind that program, I think, are sound. The number one reason for delivering a dual language magnet education is to address the achievement gap in the Latino population. And I think that's an excellent goal. we have two additional populations, the African-American population and the Karen population, that we need to find similarly culturally specific methods for addressing that achievement gap. Some of the ideas that I have are expanding summer programs, because they say, especially with disadvantaged students, economically disadvantaged students, there's a summer gap. And students who don't receive the same enrichment as their wealthier peers don't catch up when it comes to showing up to school back in late August again. So I'm a big proponent of the one device per student initiative, and I'd like to see us push the timeline on that forward, because I think especially when it comes to literacy and pre-K, but specifically between kindergarten and third grade literacy, when students, it's at third grade when you want to see students flip from the learn to read to the read to learn mode. And so there's sort of a deadline there in third grade to make sure that all of our students in the district have the literacy skills that they need. So one of the ways that we can bridge the gap, one of the ways that we can separate the, you know, bridge the gap between the haves and the have-nots, which is when I speak to principals, is one of the toughest challenges that they have. How do you teach to those two different populations if every student has the same technology?
Once again, that is Andrew Davidson, candidate for Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board, speaking with WCHL's Rand Northam. You can hear the full interview by viewing this story on our website at chapelborough.com. And between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue previewing each of the local candidates one-on-one. 2 months before your federal government went into a partial shutdown, county unemployment rates were still improving, according to the North Carolina Department of Commerce. President Barack Obama said on Tuesday he's concerned the shutdown, no matter how long it lasts, will hurt the economy that is slowly improving. In August, Orange County's unemployment rate, not seasonally adjusted, decreased 0.5% compared to July, falling from 6.2% to 5.7%. Additionally, compared to a year ago, the county's jobless rate fell 0.9%. Chatham County still comes in second at 5.4% to the state's leader in unemployment, Currituck County, at 4.1%. From July to August this year, Currituck County's jobless rate fell 1.2%. For the county-by-county breakdown, you can view the story on our website, chapelborough.com. North Carolina's unemployment rate for September is scheduled to be released October 22nd. WCHL News Time, 6:38. Brian Thornburg has today's commentary. It's on the way next. And he talks about the integrity of Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. That's on the way next.
Carolina Performing Arts presents Lev on Wednesday, October 9th at Memorial Hall. Making its first U.S. tour after premiering at Jacob's Pillow, Lev is an adventurous new ensemble led by Sharon Ayal, former house choreographer with Batsheva Dance Company. This explosive company of fiercely talented dancers presents an evening of movement, music, lighting, fashion, art, and technology. Visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org or call 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much.
If you don't know much about your dream job, make a change today at Durham Tech. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. We've got continuing education classes, vocational training, and degree programs to get you started on your new career. Check out our website for our new course catalog at durhamtech.edu to start your new life today. Durham Tech. Your future begins now.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Good morning, it is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, 640 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I'm awfully proud of our mayor, Mark Chilton, although he's soon to be former mayor. He's retiring from public service after more than 20 years in local government. He began back in 91 when he was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council while still an undergrad at UNC. He moved to Carborough and was elected alderman in 2003, elected mayor in 2005, and then re-elected in 2009. When Mark said he wouldn't run again, lots of our neighbors started thinking about how to honor his years of service. A roast and fundraiser was decided upon. Amazon and is now scheduled for later in October to benefit Mark's nonprofit called Empowerment, which advocates for affordable housing, education, and grassroots economic development. But check this out. When the Carboro board moved to appropriate some funds toward the event, Mark asked them to please not do that. He, quote, wasn't really comfortable with the idea and then recused himself from the discussion and vote. Now, we can argue later if using town funds for an event of this type is okay, but here's an elected official, a politician, who turned down dollars towards something that involved him. Mark's integrity and honesty are intact here. Now, contrast this scene with the one unfolding in Raleigh. The governor has given high-paying gift jobs to young campaign staffers with questionable qualifications. His Department of Health and Human Services is under scrutiny for high pay and consulting fees paid to former supporters. And all this while freezing all other hiring, denying overdue raises for teachers, and telling us that the state is, quote, broke. Mark Chilton recently said, "I don't think I consider myself done with political plans for good." I sure hope not, Mark. I sure hope not. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina is still stinging from its embarrassing 24-point loss this past weekend to East Carolina in Chapel Hill. But with a tough road trip to Blacksburg to see Virginia Tech on the horizon, Tar Heel head coach Larry Fedora has a word of advice for any players who may still be thinking about the last game.
You have no time to do that. You got two more days to get ready for Virginia Tech. So you have no time to feel sorry for yourself or to be mad at yourself or any of those things. I mean, you got to put it to bed and you got to move on or you get beat twice by the same team.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, "We're with you no matter what." At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
While last weekend was difficult, Fedora's confidence in the Tar Heels' ability to achieve has not waned.
When it's going to come together, I wish I could. I had that, you know, that crystal ball and can tell you. I know, but I do this. There's no doubt in my mind it's going to come together. Just win. That's the frustrating part. It's win. If I wasn't sure about what we were doing, if I didn't believe in what we do, then maybe my confidence would be wavering. But it's not. It's not. We'll get there. I just don't know when.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Of course, our coverage of Saturday's game will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare. I'm your host for that, and that'll be followed by The Good Sports with Artsy and Bob Lee. Then we'll join the network. We have a full day of Saturday football coverage for you. Carolina versus Virginia Tech here on WCHL. 6:45. Traffic and weather together coming up. We also have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Now is your chance to live the life of luxury at holiday time. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, and this holiday season, you, your family, and friends can stay at the world-famous Carolina Inn with rates starting at just $109. The Carolina Inn is a tradition like no other, and now better than ever after being fully renovated. We invite you to enjoy afternoon tea, unprecedented service, and our award-winning restaurant, all at our best rates of the year. Book now at CarolinaInn.com and spend the holidays at the Carolina Inn.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Weaver Street Realty is thrilled to welcome Crystal Fisher to the family. An award-winning agent at Community Home Trust for the last 10 years, Crystal is a certified housing counselor ready to help first-time homebuyers. She currently serves on the board of directors for the PTA Thrift Shop and the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors. Crystal Fisher joins Gary Phillips, Louise Barnum, Jay Parker, Don Basnight, Clayton Nell, Bill Mullen, and Terry Turner at Weaver Street Realty. Stop by 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro or go to weaverstreetrealty.com to learn more.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine right here in Chapel Hill on the edge of the beautiful UNC campus. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, all attired in a fashionable burgundy shirt this morning, ladies and gentlemen, here is Rand Norton.
Well, my nose got a tickle this morning as I walked in, just because of you.
What do you mean?
I sneezed fest yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, forgot.
How quickly you forget, Ron.
Yeah, for people who weren't listening at that particular time, I actually sneezed on the radio yesterday.
About seven times.
Yeah, exactly. And Rand just got a big kick out of that, and it was kind of funny, actually. But I think that's actually...
I probably got more of a kick out of it than I should have, but, you know.
That's the first time it's ever actually happened to me with the microphone on.
Yeah.
I managed to turn it off a couple of times, even though your mic picked it up. But then, like, the third time, it just crept right up on me.
I still shouldn't be laughing as much as I am.
Well, I'm going to start sneezing again if you don't stop talking about it.
That's right, exactly.
It's all psychological, I guess. Well, what's happening on the roadways today?
Well, traffic is moving smoothly to start off this day. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thank you very much for getting through that traffic report safely.
You bet.
And be careful negotiating your way back to the newsroom.
I'm going
to
try it. You know, hairy roadways between here and the newsroom.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. There's
lots of people here.
A well-worn path with you going back and forth all morning, too.
That is true.
Thanks a bunch. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather, presented by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Listen, if you're looking for a place to have lunch today, why not stop in for a quick lunch and select from eight juicy smoked meats and fresh sides at Dickey's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mount Moriah Road. It is 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, 57 in Carrboro, partly sunny, high today about 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. On Saturday, really another nice day, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Saturday night, we'll have clear skies with the lows in the low 60s. And then on Sunday, get a little bit of clouds in the afternoon and about a 20% chance of rain on Sunday afternoon. Not bad at all. But the high, again, in the low 80s. So really good weather over the next several days here. And the first time we even mention clouds is coming up on Sunday. So, you know, sounds like one of those weekends where you just want to get outside and do something. And that would include today, too, if you have the opportunity. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Basketball Hall of Famer Marcus Haynes, 87 years old today. Rock and roll star Chubby Checker is 72. Magician Roy Horn is 69. One of my favorites, Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac fame, turned 64 years old today. Happy birthday, Lindsey. Jazz musician Ronnie Laws is 63. Another one of my favorites, blues man Kev Moe is 62 today. I thought he was older than that, but I guess not. Former astronaut Catherine Sullivan is 62. Baseball Hall of Famer Dave Winfield, 62. Baseball Hall of Famer Dennis Eckersley is 59. Civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton is 59. Golfer Fred Couples, 54. Actor Jack Wagner, 54. Rock musician Tommy Lee, 51 years old today. Actor Clive Owen, 49. And Gwen Stefani, No Doubt fame and solo fame, of course, 44 years old today. Actress Nev Campbell turns 40. Singer-songwriter India Ari is 38 today. Actor Shannon Sossaman, 35. Actor Seth Gable, 32. Actress Tessa Thompson is 30. And actress-singer Ashley Simpson turns 29 today. Got a couple of local celebrities. First of all, Kristen Tucker has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Kristen. Hope it's a really good one for you. And our birthday winner today, she gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Florida Boulevard and Metamont, Beth Posner. Happy birthday, Beth. I hope it's a great birthday for you. You deserve a big celebration. The whole community ought to celebrate with you. Beth Posner, our birthday winner today from the UPS stores, where Chris Derby and the folks always take good care of their customers and all of us here at WCHL. All right, time now for trivia. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fred Wagoner Kiger.
Thank you very much, Ronald.
Justin Stutz.
RJS.
I knew you were struggling for a second there.
Well, I've forgotten Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of people forget.
Jim, did your mom ever call you Ronald?
Yes. When I was growing up, always.
Only when you were in trouble?
Well, later on, yeah. When I was a little kid, yeah. All the time. But usually if I ever hear that, I know it's somebody I don't want to talk to. It's like, you know.
Well, if I got Fred Wagoner Kiger,
Bill Collector, or somebody with a robocall, you know, somebody who doesn't know me, if they call me that.
Yeah, if I got that, I knew I was headed out to the bush to break off a switch. And then we'd have to clean it for her.
That's another story.
Hey, today we're doing cycles.
Okay.
Cycles. Yes. If the United States Census is collected every 10 years...
And is.
And the changing of the guard for most of the year is every other day...
Mm-hmm.
Then how often is golf's the Ryder Cup?
How often does it happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
If the United States Census is collected every 10 years... Mm-hmm. And the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace for most of the year is every other day...
Right.
Then how often is golf's... The Ryder Cup event held.
You know, I'm not being a really big golf fan, I don't know the answer to that.
We've got plenty of golfers out there.
But it's an easy question.
My buddy Mike Wilkinson at UNC Findlay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Golly, Pete, how many people? Yep.
Yeah.
The Ryder Cup, how often is it held?
Yeah. Woody Durham might call in with the answer to this.
He sure might. He plays enough golf.
He hits a golf course every chance.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Mm-hmm. You can swap trivia prize and also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
You are so good to go.
You're right.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. John Van Alst of UNC has had an impact on children far beyond our local community, benefiting the Palestinian Cleft Society.
My mother is Palestinian. Because of those roots, I felt a very strong desire to give back and started going to the West Bank and to Gaza in 2005, began working with Palestinian professionals with the idea of training them to do some of the things that we do here at UNC. And out of those trips came the Palestinian Cleft Society. Actually incorporated and received NGO status in 2012. In order to help fund this work, we needed an entity stateside that could help fundraise and would at the same time be a nonprofit. Because of that, we founded the Furlough Fund, which works out of UNC now. This fundraising effort actually is the third annual Furlough Fund dinner fundraising event.
Dr. John Van Alst is today's WCHL hometown hero.
We've probably got something on the order of 35 professionals there. So dentists, orthodontists, surgeons, speech pathologists, geneticists. I mean, the full run of people that helps take care of kids that have got these congenital deformities. On this side of things, the Furlough Fund has helped sponsor approximately 55 25 people through 23 trips to the West Bank and to Gaza, and we've actually finished something like 1,200 surgeries, gratis, no charge to families, so we're actually pretty proud of that.
How common is this type of craniofacial abnormality?
If you look at the states, probably something like one in every 600 born has some kind of craniofacial, so it could be cleft lip, could be cleft palate, could be absence of ears, something called microtia, it could be an absence of nose, problems with the eyes. In the Palestinian territories, it's not that these problems are necessarily more common, but the problem is that they haven't had adequate care for a long time.
If you'd like to find out more about the special fundraising event coming up on Monday, here's how.
Go to furloughfund.org. All of the information is there. The Global Education Center has been generous enough to donate the space from 5:30 until 8 p.m. on Monday, October 7th. There'll be a chance to hear some people with global experience that are coming and speaking, but really it's a chance to celebrate the things that we've done for kids, to be able to express our gratitude, our expanding vision, and just have fun.
Dr. John Van Alst, having an impact locally and globally. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
657 at WCHL. A lot of phone calls this morning.
Offs and the windmills.
All right, you ready to go? Here we go, Freddie. Time to put this thing to bed. All right, Freddie wants to know how often the Ryder Cup takes place.
Yep, you got to guess.
Every 2 years?
You got it. Every other year.
Is that it?
Yeah, every other year. The biennial golf event pits the United States PGA against the European Tour.
Right.
Established in 1927, named the Ryder Cup after the English businessman Samuel Ryder, who donated the trophy.
Right.
And the Europeans are the current champions after the American meltdown last year. Next match play will be at Gleneagles Hotel in Perth and Kinross, Scotland in 2014.
This may turn out to be a really stupid question, but why do they do it every other year? Why don't they do it every year?
I don't know. I guess it's tough to get the clown's mouths and the windmills from one course to the next. I don't know.
You're right.
Yeah. I don't know.
So,
I guess they do it just enough, you know, every other year to maintain interest, to maintain excitement.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's lots of logical reasons for it. I just don't know.
And it's turned out to be quite an electric event.
I don't actually care that much, to be honest with you. Dr. Pat Gutierrez called in first with the correct answer. Had a lot of folks who knew the answer to the question, and some of the calls I could not even answer this morning. There were so many. But congratulations, Pat Gutierrez. He gets to swap trivia prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business...